Do you spend all of your time building and maintaining your business so that you achieve the success you envision? Do you feel frustrated, unfulfilled, and have a loss or disconnect from your creative flow? Are you a conscious leader that is ready for change when it comes to society's views on money, wealth, relationships, and what prosperity truly means? If so, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Provoking Prosperity Podcast. I am your host, Miranda Mitchell. I am a 2-4 manager who is here to empower and equip you to step out of the box of social norms, guide you into using your voice for inspiration and impact, and support you in finding what prosperity means for you so that you have the business and life that fulfills you. So grab the cup of coffee, get comfy, and get ready to hear the heartwarming and heart-wrenching personal stories, all things human design and jinkies, plus tangible practices that you can implement right now for your personal and business growth.
Hello, beautiful souls. I am back with Jennifer, and we are going into her chart, which I have a deep connection with. We have a lot in common, so I'm very excited to go deeper into some of these aspects. Jen, do you like to be called Jen or Jennifer? Because I keep going back and forth.
I mean, literally, when I say to you, I have more nicknames than you can imagine. Like, Jen is what all of my babies call me. Jennifer, what my family calls me. Jenny is what Eli calls me. One of my dearest friends calls me Jenny. A howler monkey, Howie. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So you can call me whatever you want and I'll answer.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I always went back and forth and I kept saying to myself, I need to ask her, like, which one is the one? So thank you. I would love to go to a little bit about what you know about human design. I know we've had a reading together. Has there been anything that you have kind of dove into and practiced since our time together that you've recognized some things that shift?
It's so interesting. So I knew nothing about human design until Egypt. That is truly like meeting you on that trip and talking to you about it was the first time I ever knew about it. And to go back to the Art of Elysium and me believing all things are creative, human design, meaning humans are designed, goes right into the whole idea of a creator and everything I believe in. So it made absolute sense to me. And I think one of the biggest things that shifted for me after you and I speaking was this thing about provoking and having an energy that provokes, because I've had certain reactions throughout my life towards me that I couldn't quite figure out. I'm like, what? Like, how do they have such a strong opinion, like, about me? And a lot of that goes right into what you and I discussed. So that would be my biggest kind of revelation, is that it was that within my actual design and makeup, that creator that's out there put this thing inside of me that is almost a divisive energy that people will either respond to from an all-embracing love or a standoff. And I could never figure out what I did. It was like, well, no, but I did this. I gave them this. I was kind to them. I was nice to them. I was, you know, you go through all of the do's. I did this. I did that. I did that. And you don't understand what you did wrong, but for whatever reason, they have a reaction towards you. Now, like speaking to you, I understand that part of my makeup is for people to react to. If that makes sense.
Yes.
And that was all from you. So that was my biggest, takeaway from it.
Well, that's a pretty big takeaway, because I know firsthand, we both have the 39 and the unconscious sun. We both do. And I can feel that the energy of when people react to you, when you just do something out of the goodness of your heart or say something and they just react in a way that is like, wait a minute, like, what the heck did I even say? You know, but when you're able to have the awareness of they are out of alignment in your frequency. Basically, you reacted or you spoke something, and because they're out of alignment or they're not in your frequency, they end up reacting, getting triggered or something, because you're actually testing them. Hey, are you in alignment with my energy? And if you're not, it's not about us, though. And that's the thing, because you said, what did I do wrong? You did nothing wrong. It's just the awareness that they are not there. So it's nothing you have to fix, nothing you have to change. And honestly, when you start to embrace that, because I will be honest with you, our conversation, you are a catalyst for change. You definitely are, because our conversation with the awareness of your 39 in the unconscious son actually gave me the awareness that I had the 39 in the unconscious son, and that I too was feeling that way and holding myself small because I didn't want people to react to me. I wasn't saying the things I wanted to say or I needed to say because I thought something was wrong with me.
Yeah.
So yeah. You gave me that.
Well, you gave me that knowledge, because I am telling you, it is, I shrink often because I am so afraid of what's in me and letting it out to the world. I really am. And as much as I do, I am very much, I hold myself. And I've been so deeply and profoundly hurt by people who've had reactions to me, who I've let live with me. One person in particular lived with me for 11 months and pretty much shattered me. And I'm like, I've done nothing except give to you. I have never asked you for one thing. Not one thing in this entire world have I asked of you. I have done nothing except give. And in that giving, I have endured 3 years of hell for doing nothing except give and try my best to be loving and kind and do the right thing by this person who was doing something terribly, terribly, terribly wrong. I went through another person that I took into my home. Again, never asked for one thing, not rent, not a meal, nothing. Never ask anything of this person. Same thing. Just went the opposite way. And it was probably the person I love most in this entire world. Went the opposite way and for nothing, for no reason at all, and has done nothing but cause me pain. So these two situations of people who I actually took into my home and had crazy experiences with after being giving, you go through every single thing you do. Like, I've journaled, I've made lists, I have raked myself across coals trying to figure out how I could have done anything that these people reacted to in the way they reacted. And there is nothing that I've done. That is the God honest truth. And you really shed light on it's a different thing to provoke people from this chart.
Mm-hmm. When you're speaking, you're talking a lot about nurturing and, again, giving to others, right? And then wondering what you could have done for it to shift and change. So when you were speaking about that, I looked at your chart and you have the gate 50. The gate 50 represents nurturing. It's a nurturing gate. You have it in Mercury. So Mercury is what you communicate about. So just a little side note, this is like what you do to nurture. So it is, you're in that communication aspect. But in the lowest expression of the 50, it is nurturing so much that you nurture them more so than yourself. So basically, you don't want to let anyone that you love down. So you give, 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 give. When the higher expression of the gate is actually more so nurturing yourself, and then you draw the people that love and nurture you towards you. So it's truly about not having to do the work to have someone love you. You love you, and then they in turn return are attracted to you. The right people are attracted to you. Do you feel like since you have had these experiences, have you connected with the nurturing aspect and more so looking at nurturing yourself more so than others?
I mean, I started a charity, so no. I mean, like, it is my life is very much about giving to others. During these past 3 years, in July of 2020, I was pulled into this situation that has been very difficult. It was a trial that had nothing to do with me, but I told the truth and have been literally persecuted for telling the truth. I withdrew is what I would say. I would not say I nurtured myself. I just kind of shut down. I kind of lost faith very deeply in humanity over this situation. It was so heartbreaking and tragic. And you watch someone you love lie under oath and go through this whole kind of situation. And it just depletes your belief in people is the God honest truth. And I would say I withdrew, and outside of my closest friends, I just am not open to really anyone else because I am so scared of being taken advantage of and used and hurt the way I was during this whole situation. So I wouldn't say nurture, but removed from the world is a better way I would say it.
So you have the 10. And I just want to clarify to everyone too, pure generator, you have the sacral, the sacral, the spleen, the root, and the G center defined. So what that means is the G center is you have a great sense of who you are, your love, direction, identity. You have that energy about you. It doesn't fluctuate. It's consistent. And it is connected through the 3410. Through the sacral. So what that means for you is the sacral is all about work and life force. So it as a generator, you are here to be of service. You're here to create in the physical form, connect and build. You truly are. You will do this forever as long as you're doing something that you love, because that's what generator types are here to do. Connect, grow, build, evolve. And yours is directly connected to the G center, which is your identity. So your work and your identity are one, definitely, which is what you're doing. And then the 10 is self-love. So a lot of importance for you with your even your work and giving to others is how much do you truly nurture and love every aspect of yourself? And I always go into the 10 with this because when people think of self-love, it's like, oh, I love myself, But it's also loving the parts of yourself that you don't feel are good, in parentheses. Like the things when you get triggered, when you get angry, when you get upset, when you react, like loving those part of yourself. How do you connect with that self-love of yourself on the levels of high frequency and low frequency?
You know, it's interesting. My best friend always makes fun of me because I don't get mad often, but when I get mad and I blow. Like I lose it is the truth. Like, I mean, I will just, and it is, I'm nice until my head spins. And then whenever my head spins, it's like, and she goes, you know, Jen, usually you're about 98% right. Whenever you blow, like you don't blow without a reason. Like whenever you actually go to the point you lose it, it's usually justified. But the way you approach it when you're that angry, you lose everybody. Like they're like, what? She was just so nice. And it was like a boomerang. She just hit us in the head with it. Like what on earth is that reaction? And that part of me is something I try to calm as opposed to embrace, I would say. It's something that whenever I get pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and finally blow, it's something I'm not proud of at all. Now, is it justified? Yeah. I mean, I can usually say this is, you know, here's all the backstory of it, why I finally lost it. But when I finally lose it, it's something that I've tried to change and troll, I would say, not to do it that way, as opposed to saying, well, no, actually, my reaction was justified or this is how, like, it's, I would not embrace that part of myself. Is that, that is the one part. And then I do have a huge thing with, I did, as you and I spoke earlier, I always thought I would be married and have a child by now. And, you know, again, engaged twice, truly neither of them remotely the right people for me. But I felt deeply in love with someone who left. And the part of being single and not having a child at this point in my life is also another part that I really struggle with embracing. And no matter what, you know, people always focus on the charity and it's like, you've done so much for people and that should be enough. It isn't. Like, it, that side of me who is very human, and it is my constant conversation with God. It's like, I am here to do your will. I am fully aware of that. I am here to serve you. I am here to do whatever calling you lay in my heart, whatever way you take this mission, I am here for that. But I'm also human, and there are human desires, there are human fulfillments that I desire. And not having those things, I would say that those are the two aspects, not having a child, even more than marriage, not having a child and losing it and not being able to, whenever I do lose it and get pushed to the point, not to be able to, well, I mean, you saw it in Egypt, let's be honest. I was furious in Egypt over the treatment of you. And I do believe it was justified. Like, I was justified in what I was so passionate about, but the way handled it probably was not the most graceful.
There's a couple of things that came up there because I've been doing a lot of work personally on anger. So do you mind if I share something?
Oh, no, please.
Are you angry about not having a child and being married?
Yes, I would say yes. I'm angry at the person who vanished from my life very much and really can't even face me. Like, I'm very angry at that human being. Yes.
So I want to just kind of seed here. This has been through my learning, through my own experience. When you get angry, like they say that you're fine until that one time where, and then all of a sudden you explode, right? And that you have different modalities to like keep it at bay because you don't want to do that. I was 100% right with you. I thought I was like, I'm not angry. I've worked through everything. I have all my modalities that I need so I don't react. But the truth of the matter was I was very angry and the modalities were just coping. There were coping mechanisms and it was anger that I needed to express and get out because I didn't like myself when I reacted that way. People told me I was scary. I don't want to be scary, right? So having that awareness that, okay, I can explode. That means there's anger within me that I somehow need to express and get out in a safe way. It is not who I am. And I don't have to hide from it. It's not something that I have to hide from or I could feel bad about or I'm ashamed about because it's nothing to be shameful. You have anger and it's okay to be angry in the things that have happened. It's just having the awareness of I want to release this anger because I don't want to continue to dislike myself every time I explode on someone.
Yeah. No, so. And that's it. It is getting to that core of it because, again, whenever I do explode, I can justify. Like, I'm like, this is what, like, I'm very much about black and white facts. So it is that Libra thing in me that's like, well, here's the reasons. It's justice. And so I'm like, no, there was a reason for it. But to be able to control it in those moments, whenever I do pop, I get really upset with myself.
So now I invite you next time to just have love for yourself because it means there's stuff there. Eventually it'll come up, you'll work on it, but there's stuff there and there's stuff, there's hurt there.
Yeah.
Because hurt and anger are the same. Truly, they truly are. And you get hurt, then you get angry. And it's okay. We're taught that anger is not good. But anger, it is. When you're able to express it and release it, the hurt comes too. It releases. So you're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to be angry. People treated you when you gave them your heart, and it's okay to be angry.
Yeah. I just wish that I had in my design to just cut it and walk away. Like, I really do. Like, a few people who I'm incredibly close to who are in my inner circle, they just have this grace of, that doesn't work for me, I'm moving on. And they will just shut the door. And I wish I had, and I don't, because I keep trying to fix things or people or situations. Because I'm like, but no, I can love through it, or I can do this through it. And instead of just gracefully walking away.
Well, there is a reason. In your design here, you'll see on the right-hand side, the emotional solar plexus. And we did talk a little bit about this on the last one. It is totally open. What that means is you take in the people around you. You take in their emotions. You take in their energy. So you experience all the creativity, all of the emotions amplified than they do themselves. So when we take in something, we amplify it and magnify it. So let's say someone's having an experience of they're feeling sad. You would take in their emotion and feel it in more depth than they would. So it's also the same with hurt. And it's also the same with any type of emotion. So it is hard for you to let go because you feel it so much. So something that you could tune into is asking yourself, is this my stuff? Is this my stuff? And really ground into your own emotions, connect to who you are, and then let go. Learn to let go of other people's stuff.
And that's hard for me. Very hard.
So when you think about it, what's hard about that? Because I saw you kind of thinking.
I mean, it's hard. Like, I had another recent situation of someone who, I would say the running theme through my life of hurt, anger, and reaction is betrayal. Like,
integrity.
It's betrayal and people being dishonest. That gets me more than anything in the world. And that is, I would say 99.9% of the time whenever I get angry, that's what the anger is towards. And it is betrayal. Like, I try my best to be a keeper of everyone's secrets and trust as much as I can. Like, if someone entrusts me with something, I try to hold that sacred. And someone, you know, who had betrayed me deeply had recently kind of shown back up in my life. And I've tried to figure out, like, how can I have a safe boundary and have this person in my life? And even knowing the trust that was broken, I try to embrace and fix. Well, how can we have this? And then my conversation, my internal dialogue is, well, wonderful human being. I love her so much. And I do. I genuinely do. But the trust has been broken. So, like, how do you have a boundary with trust? And I don't really know how to establish boundaries. Like, I'm kind of an all or nothing person. So whenever you say that feeling or that thing within me that's open, I don't know how to filter that. And it's like, I'm not myself whenever I try to put up a filter on it or a boundary around it. I feel very inauthentic to myself. So that's what I was thinking whenever you said that. Whenever I looked away, I was like, huh, very interesting that you say I feel in process, because I do. Like, I have compassion, even though I've been hurt and would never have behaved in any way like this person has behaved. I still want to figure out how to be in relationship in a safe way, as opposed to just being like, nope, this relationship's done. It, like, we both served this part of our story and move on.
Mm-hmm. How that brings me back to the love and this, like, knowing yourself and loving yourself. So I feel like the 39, when we talked about that gave you a little bit of knowing, okay, this is the energy. That's great. Now I no longer have to defend myself. I know that I provoke people. It's not me. Also, the 18 in your conscious sun, that gate is really the gate of judgment, but it is not judgment like it can be the judgment, like the judgment of people and yourself. But it's more so that you see the patterns. You see the patterns that can be refined. So when you notice these things, you see it. You want to acknowledge it. You want to fix it. Because I've noticed you said fix a couple times. And that's because you see the pattern and you want to fix it. But sometimes as a generator type, it's more so, okay, I see this pattern. I have to wait to respond to someone else to give me the opportunity to fix it. Because if I try to fix it initially without the response, I'm going to push people away or they're going to react in a way that doesn't feel good. And that's the first thing. And then I also just noticed that the self-love is also in your north node, in your conscious side. So for you to fix, right, it would really truly tuning into yourself and loving yourself regardless of anything and everyone, what they're telling you, what they're doing. So someone could screw you over, right? And it's more so, okay, I didn't see that coming. I love myself. I love you. I'm letting go. That's them, not me. So all is tuning inward to loving yourself, your reactions, and going through those emotions. Just because I'm saying this doesn't mean it's easy. It is not easy. When things happen and you get triggered and someone says something to you or you're hurt, of course you're going to have those emotions and you need to go through those emotions. But it's after that you say, okay, I felt this way. I have love for myself. It was okay. I was angry. Okay, I'm really hurt. That's okay. How can I move through this and continue in a way where I'm not going to push people away, have to say anything, but just love myself? And it takes practice. And that's the thing I have to tell. Human design and using this awareness, it's not like you get to hear it once and then it's magic. Because we're so triggered. We have so many patterns. We have so many other people in our lives that are triggered and doing their stuff. And it's more so the awareness, sitting back, asking yourself, forgiving, and then again, stepping forward. And then stepping forward. It's like repetition of over and over, pain, compassion, move forward. Yeah. Is there or are there? I always say is, my grammar.
It's fun. I like it.
I noticed yesterday, and it's like, okay, I need to fix my grammar here. Is there anything that you notice in your chart that you actually want to touch on as we look at it? Because we touched on some aspects.
I like the transferred motivation, hope. Like, I would love to know more about that.
Where is this? The motivation?
Yeah, transferred motivation down, further, there.
Okay. That goes into the arrows, which I will have to go into after. Of course, you ask me those.
Well, I like that. I really like that, the hope, because I do think that, you know, that is it. I'm looking at the...
Well, I will look into that, and I will actually... Maybe I'll put that... I'll send you a message, and then I'll even put that in the beginning aspect of this, so that people can hear what that is. Because that is like on the deeper level. It goes into the arrows, into, because these arrows here actually go into digestion, the way you digest food, the way you digest information, the way that you manifest. So there's many different modalities or areas within these arrows. And I do not have all the six and the five here and the two and the one. Like, those are colors which go into a deeper layer. So there's lots of layers there, which I do not have memorized.
And then the definition where it says single, what does that mean?
The single definition means that when you look at all your centers, they're all connected. So let's say we'll start at the root here, which you have a lot of root activation, which is all about evolution and growth for life, humanity itself. So you have, like, I'm going to read these actually. The 58, is like the pressure to correct. The 38 is the pressure to find purpose. The 52 is the pressure to find focus. The 19 is the pressure to need, to like have that need. 39 is the pressure to find spirit. And then the 41 is the desire, the pressure to find desire. So all of this really kind of goes into the way that you have created your life. You have a lot of pressure going on to create and build in this life. So single definition, what that means is this root is connected through a channel, the 5818. So this energy from the root goes to the spleen. Then the spleen, the 57 to the 34, the energy goes to the sacral from the spleen. And then also the 5710, the energy goes to the G center. So what that means is they're all connected. Whereas some people, if they have a split, what that would look like is, let's say you would have the spleen and the root connected, and then the sacral to the G center connected, but they're not all connected. So single definition is actually a huge benefit, because sometimes when you have a split definition, you need to be in other people's energies to connect things. So you have two parts of yourself, three parts of yourself that are off hanging around here, and they actually need people to connect them.
Got it.
I also wanted to share the throat. You have an undefined throat. And really what that means is you are here. You're the voice of many, which is another thing I wanted to point on because of what you bring to the world. When you have an undefined throat, you're taking in other people's voices and you are the voice of many. You don't have like a consistent type of voice because you're able to use other people's tones and voice. And the two gate activations that you have are the 31, which you have numerous times in your chart. You have it in Mercury and in Venus. This is like leadership. Your voice, when you use your voice, it's for leadership. And then the 12 is channel. It's the channel. And I wanted to make a note here. It's the words you speak, the insights and creativity you share have the power to change the world. These two elements, leadership and the power to change the world through your voice and the insights and creativity, that's what you're here to do, because the throat is manifestation to the external world.
I definitely feel the pressure of that.
Well, it's the energy of who you're here to be, right? Yeah.
Again, my prayers all the time are like, God, just let me be normal and not feel this immense pressure.
Well, like I said, you are loved. And even though we have a perception of what we think love is or what we think we want for love, sometimes when we are able to see the other side of how we are already loved, it really can help us love ourselves more.
Like I say it all the time, I've got the greatest friends anyone in the world could ask for. My inner circle is the most sacred, sacred, sacred thing in the world to me. I'm in New York right now because one of my best friends of 20-something years threw a 40th birthday party for his wife last night. And I flew in for it. And just seeing him, I am like, there are people who I love, who I know deeply love me, that I'm so grateful for. It is just that, you know, the sacred love, the love of a partner and child and bringing that child in the world, like all of that. Like I so much want to be pregnant and feel a life growing inside of me. That is the thing that I, you know, fight with God about all the time.
Have you thought about expressing that? Like, because I know you mentioned the artist's way with the free writing. Right.
I've definitely written plenty. Okay. It is just this. I've seen this kid in my mind's eye since I can remember. And it's bringing this little soul in the world that I so desperately want to do.
Right. I know it's
trust.
I know it's hard. It's easier said than done.
It is hard. It is very hard. I was with some of my college roommate, my roommate from a long time. And, well, Laura, I'm sitting here saying that to you. I was like, Laura and Chris were just here. Laura and Chris were here, and Amber and Kevin came over. And again, four of the closest people in my entire life. And I'm just like, it's just, I am always the single one. And again, like, so grateful. I've got these four people who love me, would do anything. All four of them would do anything in the world for me, as I would for them. But it's still that thing of, you know, it's a different perspective being the single one at the table always.
Yeah. Do you do you truly feel the thing that's coming up for me right now is tuning into loving yourself wherever you're at now? Because usually when you focus on that, the others come to you. Whereas if you're looking externally for something that you're not fully loving yourself, you're looking for someone to fulfill it or fill that space.
Sorry. Let me just turn this off. Sorry about that. It's that thing of like, yes, I very much love myself and I'm so grateful. Like, I would say that the consistent thing in my life is gratitude. I am so grateful. Like, I could not be more grateful for the people I love the most. They're the best people on the planet. I would die for them. I am so, so, so eternally grateful that God has given me the tribe that I've been given. It is just that one missing piece. And that one missing piece, it's not that I don't love myself. I love myself. And I'm so grateful, again, for the life I've been given. And I was saying last night to a friend, I'm like, I have lived a life I didn't even know to ask for as a kid. I have done things I didn't even know existed growing up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So I could not be more grateful for the experience I have. And I love every single part of it. And it's not that I just want someone, because I would have married either of these two schmucks that I was engaged to. It's not like I just want anyone. There is one person who holds this other part, and that person is who I would say that is where the anger lies. That is where the hurt lies. That is where everything lies, because it is one person holds the key to my love, devotion, soul, spirituality. And that person hurt me deeper than anyone in the world could ever possibly hurt me. And so it is this weird thing of like, where do you go from there? Because I'm not just looking for a band-aid. I'm not looking for companionship. I could have done that with a million people. I am looking for spiritual fulfillment with someone else, to bring in a very special soul. And I am looking to find someone who can surpass that love. So that is, yeah, there you go. There it is in a nutshell. That is like my deepest wound, is that.
Oh, well, I hope that with the amount of beauty and love that you bring to the world, I truly, truly hope that you receive what you're longing for. I truly do, because the way that you connect and support and love others, you deserve that in return. Yeah. So I'm going to just put it out there. Like, let yourself be open to receive that, right? Just let yourself be open for it to come to you.
I'm trying. I am desperately, desperately trying.
Well, I want to say thank you for spending this time with me. I'm so appreciative in being able to connect with you, to talk with you, to go deeper into your chart, to learn about all of these things that have happened for you, what you bring to the world. I feel like you're a beautiful person. I'm grateful.
You're amazing, my little Libra sister.
We are Libra sisters.
Libra sister.
I love you with all my heart.
I love you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I will have everything in the show notes. Once again, please take a look over everything. If you want to go back, you can listen to this as well. Go back to the previous podcast. I appreciate you. I love you all. Till next time. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
My hope is that you walked away with something today that has opened your mind, your heart, or both. Listening to new perspectives not only help you grow and expand, but it helps humanity as a whole. So if you have someone that you feel would benefit from this podcast and you feel that you want to share, please do. Also, would love to connect with you on Instagram. So please follow me at Miranda J. Mitchell. One last thing, if this episode left you with any ahas and insights, take 30 seconds of your time and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way I know you are loving the content and connection in this space. And if you want to know more or wondering how we can work together, please go to miranda-mitchell.com. Click on the contact in the menu and send me a message. Sending you all love. Till next time.